Author and tour guide David Lida is here to take us to his favorite places around Mexico City. He's lived in Mexico now since 1990 and uses it as an inspiration for his writing. David's book is called First Stop in the New World. You can learn more about David's work at his website. That's davidlida.com, spelled L-I-D-A. So, David, one of the most memorable experiences I had was just seeing the Diego Rivera murals in the Palacio de Bellas Artes. And these really do have a kind of a socialist edge to them, a workers' kind of celebration that is the kind of art from the early 20th century that is kind of threatening in a lot of American cities that it's still on public buildings. But I really felt that celebration of the workers in the murals in Mexico City.
Yeah, I mean, I do give the people that I take on this tour some context, because Rivera was a very sui generis socialist, let's put it that way. He was a socialist, an avowed communist, but he had a chauffeur, he had cooks, you know, housekeepers, he had maids. Like, he lived a very comfortable life, unlike, you know, the people who were living in Russia at the time.
Right.
But yeah, he was very committed. And, you know, his depiction of the life of a worker in the country, a campesino, was very romanticized. I mean, the truth is that, you know, the working class of Mexico has a very hard life.
Right.
Diego makes it look like, you know, a lovely, fantastic. Yeah. But he was an incredible painter, and you see him in all his glory in these murals.